Thank you. leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. So it was my life began. So is it now I am a man. So it be when I shall grow old, or let me die. The child is the father of the man, and I could wish my days to be bound each to each by natural piety.
Okay, Private Miller.
You've been smoking item 9 for 7 minutes and 13 seconds. We're going to ask you several questions.
How do you feel?
I feel like a slice of butter melting on top of a big old pile of flapjacks.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Thank you.
When can I pick up the pictures?
Thursday this
Thursday. Okay, let me make a note of that.
You're going to write it down there?
I was going to,
Well, then let's say Tuesday.
You mean 2 days earlier?
No, five days later.
Uh-huh. I thought as much.
If this customer were at a Photomat store, we'd be introducing him to our brand new picture pickup promise. Photomat's way of telling you exactly when your pictures will be ready.
That quick?
Sure, and if it doesn't work out, you get a free roll of film.
Oh, no. You get in trouble for that.
Oh, it's no problem.
Huh?
It's a Photomat policy.
The Photomat picture pickup promise.
Is there a Photomat store around here?
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Thank you.
All right, well, back to the almost eternal Iggy Pop discography. Your first solo album was 77's The Idiot. And how big a part did David Bowie play in your emergence as a solo artist?
Well, I mean, put it this way. Before I made that record, I was a street person in L.A., basically, and I'd been kind of stymied by the entire music business and a really disastrous manager in general, and drug problems and drinking and general carousing, you know. So at the time, I could have put together kind of just a stock rock band, something glam, something tasteless, but I didn't want to do that. And it was really timely that he suggested basically two things: getting out of LA, and which is great, and making an album together, which was a good idea, because I think had he not come along with that proposal, I probably wouldn't be talking to you. No,
really?
I'd be playing somewhere, probably in 42nd Street or something, you know, something like that. So it was a good stroke, you know.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
In this hour, we play some prog rock for you. You will hear Echo of Giants with At the End of Myself, Spock's Beard, The Light, Yes with Endless Dream, but starting things off, Steve Wilson, The Raven That Refused to Sing. Enjoy.
Sing for me. Sing for me. You can come with me. You can live. Sister, I lost you when you were still a child, but I lead you now, and I lead out from a lie. I'm afraid to wait. I'm afraid to love. Put your son there instead.